Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Dr. Paul Jervis. Now, I've been so looking forward. You know what this reminds me of? I remember a woman by the name of Catherine Coleman, and she would start a radio show saying, I'm so looking forward. Have you been waiting for me? Well, I don't know about been waiting for me, but I have been so looking forward to interviewing you, Paul, because the signs and wonders that God has equipped you with will help fulfill, I believe, God's end time vision. I believe, and very few people understand this, that God is in process of doing something so phenomenal with the nation Israel, the Jewish people, and the church. Jesus prayed in John 17, 21, I pray that they might be one. And some people say, oh, it's the Baptists and the Catholics. No, they didn't exist when he prayed that. There were only two people groups, Jews and Gentiles. And somehow Jesus said something supernatural happened. I pray that they, Jews and Gentiles, will be one, or Paul calls it one new man, and it will cause the world to believe. Now, the Jew is reached through signs. And I believe the vision that you had, that I want you, you had an open vision
yes.
that's starting to happen right now. Will you explain that open
well,
vision you
had? Well, it's begun. Holy Spirit, several years ago, said to me that Jesus will first come in presence and then in person. It's like a certain individual walking into the studio with cologne. The fragrance of that cologne, more likely than not, if you're familiar with the person, would identify the individual. And when people see this open heaven vision, which I'll go into in a second, where the very contents of heaven, remember Jesus' prayer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, the very contents descend upon humanity.
And you said it's getting closer.
It's happening now. I said it's literally happening now. And the more we talk about the gold, the silver, the jewels, the oil, the presence of the Lord, the body parts, and getting into that vision, it was an open vision where I saw a rent in heaven getting wider and wider and wider. And there were anatomical body parts descending onto the earth, along with beautifully wrapped gifts with ribbons, fruit, silver and gold. So as you, it's like watching a movie, envision this unfolding, you ask the Holy Spirit, what's it all about? Well, he said the body parts represent what's needed here on earth. The sick need a physician, therefore the body of Christ. But also where Jesus said, go into all the earth, preach the gospel, heal the sick, raise the dead. Now, they need quite a few body parts, especially if they've been deceased for a
concern. Let me ask you a question. I have interviewed several people that have died and gone to heaven and have literally seen the body parts room,
yes.
where these body parts are ready. You know, you hear about kidney transplants and you hear about all heart transplants, but how much better a God body part coming into an individual?
Absolutely. A pristine body part. Disease has no more right to your body than sin has to your soul. And when we talk about the finished work of Christ, when he said, it is finished on that cross, basically, the Master was saying, I've done all that I'm ever going to do relative to iniquity, sickness, poverty, death. I've given you all sufficiency in everything pertaining to life and godliness. It wouldn't make sense for the Master to exit after 3.5 years of ministry and leave us handcuffed or empty-handed, because he has more faith and confidence in us, I don't know, if I were God, I'd kind of question that, than we have in him. You and I have been given the keys to the store, to the kingdom. And if we're not obedient in getting that job done, we cannot fulfill the prophecy that's in the Word.
You know, I understand healing. I understand forgiveness of sin. I understand signs and wonders. But what is this business with people? I mean, you've literally had people just coated with gold dust. For instance, right after you had this open vision, you went on an international television show, TBN, and what happened?
Well, Paul Crouch and I were covered with the glory dust. And It's really interesting because as we were doing the live interview, I noticed that Paul's mustache was just inundated along with his face and was cascading down. And the gold is beginning to inundate the table and your suit as well. And I watched this. I was so intrigued, thinking, this is live television. It's network television. And halfway through the program, we took a break. And Paul asked me, what do you think we ought to do with this? So, well, the Lord could have accorded the manifestation an hour prior to the program or a half hour after it. But this is during the actual telecast. So I said, you're the president of the network, but if I were, I'd unveil this to the people. And he did. TBN, in its history, has never been inundated with so many telephone calls, emails, faxes, letters, as it was during that actual program, because people saw the tangibility of a loving Heavenly Father.
What is the purpose of the gold?
Imagine yourself courting a young lady, and I courted quite a few, lost a few, but I always tried to find out something about that person. Now, if she had allergies, I wouldn't give her roses or wagweed or anything like that. But if she loved red roses or candy, whatever it happened to be, in order to woo her to myself, I'd go out and buy whatever it took. Well, the Holy Spirit knows exactly what's required to win every single soul on this planet to Jesus Christ. And if we'll be yielded and conduit that love, light, and life, we will be the spout where the glory comes out with full sufficiency, but it's in the availability. And you never know what's going to happen at the other end of that obedience, such as the gold manifesting on you now.
But what's the purpose of the gold?
The streets of heaven aligned with gold. And gold is mentioned so many times in the Old Testament and the New Testament.
You know what? This gold dust has been analyzed. We'll tell you what the results were. Don't go away. Be right back.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, here with Dr. Paul Jervis. And it's unbelievable, the people getting gold teeth. But I asked him about this gold dust, and what is this? Why? Is it really gold? And it was analyzed. What have you got there, Paul?
We have a sample here that came out of the TBN manifestation that was sent to Portsmouth Naval Shipyard. And basically, they found that this was a plastic-type material that was coated with some sort of substance. And we've had other portions analyzed as well that would come back as either 24-karat gold or platinum.
So why does it change? Why is sometimes it's 24-karat gold, 24-karat platinum, plastic? Why would God want plastic?
Well, you know, I wondered about that. Well, the Holy Spirit related to me that plastic is comprised of oil. And I've actually seen, as I look at this table and envision manifestations of the gold, begins as an oil, even on your skin, and then just suddenly turns to gold. Or it turns to silver. We've seen red and green. I think, too, if you go to a party, party favors, and the father definitely is throwing a big party now for his family and inviting us in. Well, you never know what's going to show up. There have actually been manifestations of gems in the services.
Gems?
Gems and money in pockets. A little boy came up during one of my meetings with a bunch of money in his pocket. His mother was with him. First of all,
listen, you would do well in Russia.
In Russia, I'm asking for some of it to appear in mine, you know. But we just allow the father to court us. And just as the groom would give the bride an engagement ring, that's gold or silver.
Is that what God's doing, though?
He's doing that.
Is he courting us?
He's courting us. We gave Jesus gold, didn't we, when he came?
The wise men gave
The wise men, absolutely. So now he's giving it back to us.
What about the gold teeth?
The gold teeth. I will fill your mouth with good things. Not only are we seeing gold teeth and crosses, and some would ask, well, why would God do that? Why would he restore a tooth? I've had children brought to me in miracle services. And parents would say, where's all that dental work we had done? And they'd open their mouths, and there would be sort of an off-white, like a porcelain substance that had replaced their silver amalgam fillings. And in certain cases, teeth would appear where there were no teeth before. And I'll never forget being in Arkansas, where in that particular area of the state, there was a lot of money, and some of the hill people came down, and when they opened their mouths, great deal of rot and decay, yet these beautiful gold molars. And you would think that if they had enough money for the gold molars, who would fill the other teeth that are so desperately decayed? So the Lord is just doing so
have
many
have dentists things. Looked at this type work?
They have.
Again, you've got one case come to mind that a dentist reported on.
Yes.
What do they say? They're
astounded. You know, who's been playing with my patient? Where have you been? The other dentists will say, I think that was there all along, but it's astounding them. It's astounding. And as people go out and testify about what's happened in their lives, the manifestations, it's like a positive contagion. If you had the flu, you're in my presence, I would catch it if I didn't take communion and plead the blood. This is positive contagion. The more we talk about healing the sick, raising the dead, the gold dust, the glory, the multitude of miracles that Jesus wants to do in these days of the Spirit, they'll manifest, and exponentially so. It's not about a one or two man show here. There aren't going to be any big shots in this greatest move of the Spirit, this last move, but we are to perpetuate it and exponentially watch it multiply.
What is going on right now? I feel such a strong presence of God. For instance, well, actually, I just answered I didn't answer my own question. I just heard the answer. Someone that has a neck problem, you've just been healed. And someone else that has a back problem has been healed. Tell me about that person that had the rod in their back that you prayed for. That's phenomenal.
A minister's daughter had a rod in her back. And it was very well known by everyone that she couldn't bend over. And I didn't know about it.
But some people with rods in their back
can
bend.
Depending upon the location and type of rod that we're dealing with. And many times we're also talking about an infused spine. Well, she could stand and was on the other side of the auditorium with two other girls, hands uplifted, eyes closed.
What was wrong with her spine?
Apparently, there had been a lot of disintegration of the vertebrae. So I simply waved at all three of them. They couldn't see me. Their eyes were closed. And they fell under the power of the Holy Spirit, staggered. The pastor, the father, said, wait a minute, my daughter can't do that. I wonder if she's hurt her back. When she got up, she had full range of motion. And
so that's getting close to what you saw in that open vision.
The body parts.
Of are you seeing anything? Well, yes, you showed me these pictures here.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
This particular shot is of a colostomy that was done on Mike Panosian. Mike Panosian had ulcerative colitis as well as Crohn's disease. He was bleeding every single day on prednisone, so his head was swollen. A friend of his, now Mike, so black belt in karate, another black belt, brought him to my miracle service in Richmond, Maine. And sort of had to trick Mike into thinking that this, you know, was about vitamins or whatever. In a sense, he wasn't fabricating. When Mike arrived, he felt the presence of the Lord. He saw the manifestation of being overcome by the Spirit and thought, I wonder which nerve he's pinching to make that happen as a black belt in karate. Was extremely interested, so he watched and he watched. And I remember his arms were crossed like that in the back of the auditorium. The words of knowledge went out, and one of them actually described the condition that Mike Panosian had. Well, no one came up for that particular word of knowledge, but at the end of the service, Michael approached me and said, you know, I think I have the condition that you were describing. And immediately the Holy Spirit said, you're the person. Now, his head was swollen at that time.
Did you see? Let me ask something. I know these pictures. This is the before and after. So he was supernaturally healed. What happened to his swollen head?
When I laid my hand on his forehead, Mike levitated, literally, off the floor in front of all of those people. It was like sticking a pin in a balloon. Shoo! And down he went. When Michael got off the floor, he had a brand new colon. That night was able to eat spaghetti and meatballs.
Did his head go down too?
His head went
down.
I mean,
the colon's more important than the head, but I just had to know that. And by the way, someone's ear has just been opened in Yeshua. That's Hebrew for Jesus, in Yeshua's name. We'll be right back, and this is just the beginning. I mean, I feel the glory. The glory of God is coming down right now. Don't go away. Don't miss what's about ready to happen. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Dr. Paul Jervis. Oh, 20 years? Man crippled? What happened to him?
Happened to be in Bainbridge, Georgia. And this man was a Nazarene who was giving a praise report before I was introduced to the congregation. And basically said, I want to thank Jesus for allowing me to live with the pain, because he was medicated for that. And at times he said, I would just get so nauseated as a result of that discomfort that I'd have to purge. And what happened was the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, I don't want him living with that any longer. And the moment you receive a word from the Lord, you have to wait for the time and the season for it. And I wanted to jump right up and say, no, let's complete this work now. But at the end of the meeting, I called him forward. And I said, you're going to have pain from this point on. Now, the only thing that he could lift was a Bible. And he thanked the Lord that he could go to work daily, but usually would have to vomit before as a result of the pain. I laid my hand on his forehead. He was overcome by the Holy Spirit. When the man got up, the Lord told me to have him carry the pulpit from one side of the church to the other. Well, immediately the enemy said, you're going to kill him. You're going to ruin him, get sued or whatever. He did exactly as instructed. Tears rolling down his cheeks. 20 years of captivity reversed. And now is a living epistle.
Now, God gave you a revelation on pain. And there are people that are watching us now that are going through horrible pain, horrible agony. Explain that.
Let me just say this, too. Right now, the Holy Spirit is inundating individuals with gold dust. If you look at your hands, your face, as well as replacing teeth, gold fillings, it's happening right now. I see a cancer on the side, the right side of the neck, and that too is being healed by the Holy Spirit. Pain attracts the glory of God. Where sin abounds, grace much more abounds.
Excuse me. Pain in the fingers. You'll move your fingers right now, you'll see that pain is gone. And also, someone has a pain in their hip. If you'll start walking, you'll see that that pain is totally gone. What is it? You said pain attracts the glory?
Attracts daddy. If you contemplate a loved one in pain, say a child falls down, nothing gains your attention any faster than a cry or a scream. The Lord hears those cries and prayers. He is forever living for you, and as a result of what Jesus has done, his number one priority is your wellness, spirit, soul, and body, working out that salvation and intimacy with you. So never accept the grand lie that, well, my grace is sufficient for you to go through the pain. No, my grace is sufficient to heal you, just as my grace is sufficient to save you, to save your soul. And those inner shreds and tearing, so many people mask. We don't know what's going on inside a person, unless the Holy Spirit gives us a word of knowledge. But God does. In every type of pain, it's like a vacuum sucking the glory of God into that region. That's why Jesus hung out with sinners. He raised the dead and healed the sick, was in the right place at the right time. But he was attracted as a remedy.
All right, but I have just heard. So you're right. We don't know by looking at the outside. But I happen to know about you. because the Spirit of God has just told me that you know about God. You have your own way of understanding Him, but God is entitled to be God. And He's seen your tears. I mean, literally, He has felt your hurts. That's what Paul is talking about. He has more compassion for you than any person anywhere ever has had. Your mother or your father could not love you as much as your heavenly Father loves you. And He's saying, I want you to reach your arms out to me right now. Do that right now. Reach your arms out to God and say out loud, God, I know of you. I want to know you. Is that what's going on inside of your heart? Then this is what you have to do. I want to know you. Knowing about you isn't good enough. I want to know you. Please forgive me. Say this out loud. Please forgive me of my sins. I need your help to change, but I'm coming to you, Daddy. Help me change. Get rid of my drug addiction. Get rid of my sexual perversion. Get rid of anything separating me from you. I believe that by your blood, I am totally forgiven, and I have a fresh start. And now that I have a fresh start, I say, Jesus is my Messiah and Lord. Lord Jesus, come inside of me. Take over my life. I make you Lord over every area of my life. Experience His love right now. Just experience. That's what's going on, Paul. He's filling you. He's filling you. Oh, more, more, Lord. More and more and more and more. You know, the Jew requires a sign. That's what the Bible says. And I believe the reason that Paul had this open vision from heaven, the reason that heaven is now coming closer to earth, is so that people that know God will be able to walk in the greatest miracle ministries. Hospitals are going to be cleared out. Amen. But the reason behind, you have to understand, the reason behind it is to reach Jewish people. And once you reach Jewish people, the Jew and the Gentile coming together, the Jew and the Christian coming together. Paul said if it was a blessing, the Jewish people rejected their Messiah. Gentiles got saved. How much greater blessing in unbelief if it was a blessing? How much greater blessing in belief when Jewish people come to their Messiah? It'll cause life from the dead. You want to see people risen from the dead? When Jews come into the church in droves, the spiritual scales, this is the purpose of our ministry. This is what makes us tick, because time is passing and people are dying, and it's time for you to be used by God. Get off the bench and start doing the works of Jesus. We're going to show you how.